Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy Monday, we're back and
you're here. We are face to face.
In front of me. I've missed you.
I've missed you too. I saw you last week though.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. It was work related.
I know. Well, not for me, it wasn't.
And there were like 20 million other people that were like, Ashley, Ashley, Ashley. And I'm like, everyone's like, you get to see her all the time. No, I don't.
Not anymore.
No, but the podcast was a big topic of conversation.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, some of our coworkers want to start their own podcast. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I could pay to be your producer and we could do it all over the phone.
There you go.
I don't know. So maybe Janet's opening her own podcasting business.
There you go. That works.
Rent out the studio. I don't know. But I'm so happy to have you back. And I feel like ever since you walked in the door, I've been like focused on other things. And now the recording is happening and I'm much happier.
Good. Yes. I'm glad.
So what's new?
I feel like so much has gone on, but then like nothing at the same time. Do you feel that same way?
Like, mm-hmm. I have... Oh, no, I don't really have anything.
Yeah, like it's the same stuff. Just work.
So you've been engaged for how long?
It is coming up on 3 months now.
How's the wedding planning going?
Really, really well.
Okay. Do you have a date set?
We do.
What is it?
It is New Year's Eve of 2015 into 2016.
Awesome.
So we've got about like 22 months.
Nice.
21 months, something like that.
And I know that you were planning your recording, or not recording, getting your pictures done.
Yep, we're going to do...
For the save the date.
Yeah, we're going to do those soon. Probably, we want to make sure that like we can get some nice weather into it and get some mountain views. So we're probably going to wait till March. I know that it's been really, really nice this past weekend, but we want some of the...
Right.
You know, like stuff to turn green and stuff. So we're going to plan like early March. I mean, we've got, like I said, almost 2 years to send them out. So now that we've officially booked the place, though, and all of the stuff pieces are coming together, that's kind of our next step. And I'm getting ready to start, like Joey and I are getting ready to start like officially asking like the members of our...
Aww.
Which is really exciting. So heads
up if you're Ashley's besties.
I'm sure they know. Something really cool,
I bet
though.
They know, though.
Yeah.
I'll have to put to see what you're gonna
pictures
do.
On our Facebook once I get them sent out to the stuff sent out to them.
Uh-huh.
So that it doesn't ruin their surprise. But, yeah, I'm planning
so you're not quitting stuff. Facebook?
I'm not quitting Facebook yet. It's funny, though, because Joey and I did talk about it, and we said that after our wedding, we just want to have it up so we can see the pictures people post from our wedding. And then we actually may consider shutting it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, but we were just like saying like, it's not even fun anymore. Like we just scroll through and we're like, this person's an idiot. Why are you posting this? This person's complaint. Like we have some people that just literally... on our Facebook, and we should defriend them, but
right. They
literally post the same complaint over and over and over and over again, or they just ridiculous stuff, and it's sometimes those people where we're like, we really can't defriend them, because...
They're family.
Yeah, or something like that, so we were just like, you know, I don't know, and we were just like, we don't get anything out of it anymore, enjoyment-wise, so I don't know. We would toss that idea around, or just really kind of... cleaning it out.
Have you thought about taking it off your phones and just having it on your computer and like checking it once a week?
The funny thing is I only check it on my computer. I don't go on my phone anymore.
But you're on your computer all day long.
Yeah. No, that's true. We have to go in and just kind of clean up, I think, our newsfeed piece. So we only see what we want to see.
People.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think when you see my posts? Be honest.
Honestly, like your posts only come out like once a day. So that's like...
Right. I don't
post I know that you post... a lot in comparison to me, but in comparison to some of the other people on our Facebook, I'm like,
I know.
I'm like, do you not do anything besides Facebook? Because
right, it kind of pisses me off. Do you find this like at the end of the day, I'll like open my Facebook and there are those people that have posted like 25 times in one day. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah,
I worked my booty off today.
Right, I'm like, how did you have time?
You had time to Facebook.
Right,
and then you wonder why you're broke.
And those are the people that complain.
Horrible. There I go being negative about not having money.
Right. Or about not being able to, you know, like do that.
Get anything done.
And I'm just like, seriously though? Or like right. the people who complain about the Facebook drama. And I'm like, if you got off Facebook, you wouldn't have Facebook drama. There would
be no Facebook drama.
So yeah, that's, but no, we're not shutting it down.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
I had the most amazing concert experience on Friday night.
I saw.
First, do you know who Josh Grayson is?
I don't. I know you're going to so smack sad. Me, but.
So he was on American Idol. Like,
okay.
One of the first seasons, like second, third, or fourth. So I don't remember.
I probably have seen him.
He was the Marine, and he came in fourth place. I think it was the season that Ruben won.
Okay.
Ruben placed.
That was, and I think that was the one season that I didn't pay attention to.
Okay. And I didn't watch American Idol. I didn't know him back then. I met him when I was doing radio in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
And it was like music love at first sight. Like
he's was that married. Before American Idol or after?
It was after.
Okay.
So it was after his second single was released and I met him and I was just like, wow, he's such a cool guy. Like he's happily married. His wife right. is beautiful. He has four kids. I'm not lusting after him. And I have to tell everyone this because I don't know why. I just feel like he's not like Matthew McConaughey in my book.
Okay.
But like he's been coming to Denver like once a year the last few years, and I always like as soon as I see it on the calendar because it's always at the Grizzly Rose, I tweet about it and I Facebook about it because I want people to be as excited as me.
Uh-huh.
And because that's how I am, I want everyone to be as happy and excited as me. And so I like he tweeted me back a few years ago, and like so there's been some tweets back and forth, not really, but kind of like little smiley faces when I post right. about him and stuff. So I'm in the front row because Steve was out of town and I could do that. And he starts singing one of my favorite songs. It's his last single. And he changes one of the names in the song to Janet.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
And I, like, flipped out. And crazy, one of the photographer got a picture of me freaking out.
Is that the one you posted?
Yes,
okay, because I saw that.
And then afterwards, he was standing around doing pictures, and my friend's like, you said her name. He's like, yeah, Janet, Pink Barb 27. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but then Steve came back into town, and I had to explain my fandemonium. It was horrible. I felt so embarrassed because he's, you know, worked around country artists, and he's right. like, chill, chill. I'm like, you were out of town. I didn't have to chill. Actually, I didn't chill. I could have been like worse, but
right.
afterwards I was like, oh my God. It was like it was Madonna or something, you know, but
yeah.
it was awesome to me.
Well, that's exciting.
Did I just make that story way longer than it needed
no,
to be?
No, I'm just sitting here thinking like, wow, I haven't done anything halfway fun with my weekend in the past since we did a show last.
So I made myself like I have been swamped at work and I've been working on the weekends and right. I like Thursday night, I'm like, I'm done. I don't have, like, anything pressing, like, no classes starting on Monday. I'm going to take the weekend off. And I did.
Good for you.
And it was awesome until I had to go back in today. And I'm like, oh, I'm so behind. But it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. And then Trader Joe's came to Denver.
I know.
Three
I wanted
locations,
to go.
Right?
There's, Boulder, yep, there's one by me.
Glendale, and then Highlands Ranch area.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the one in Highlands Ranch, and it's not the one that sells wine. I hear one of them sells wine.
I think it's the one up in by me.
You got to let me know. Because I hear their wine is really good and really cheap.
And
we should try it on the show.
Yes, I am definitely down for that. I didn't get to go because I was like, I'm not going to go this weekend because everybody's going to come out of the woodwork just to experience it. And
it was maddening.
Yeah, and I was like, I already know Trader Joe's. I already know I love their stuff. So
do they have them in New York?
No, I've been to some like other places, like just in travels, because I've heard the hype. They're huge in California.
Right.
They've got them a couple other places. They might actually have them in New York now since I've left.
They're like
they
the
have
cheaper version of Whole Foods.
Exactly. And the one thing I love about them is Whole Foods, when I go in there, sometimes I get really confused.
Why?
Because their setup doesn't make sense to me sometimes.
Why? Which one do you go to?
The one by me.
I haven't been in that one in a long time.
And I used
time.
To go to one in college, too. And sometimes, like, there would be, like, there you have your produce section, and then you got your meats, which is like kind of normal.
Right.
And then you've got freezer, and then it would be like body stuff thrown into the middle, but then like a row over would be like their dry seeds and like nuts and all that stuff. And I'm just like, how does this?
It's like an adventure.
Yeah. And I, to me, I need to know like a progression of where I can find things, because I write my grocery list in order of where I find them in the store. So when I go in there, I'm like, oh my God, wait, where is this on my list? Oh no, wait, do I need anything down here? It kills me. And the other thing I love about Trader Joe's is I actually like a lot of their brand stuff.
All of their stuff. That's how they're so cheap. They cut out the middleman.
Mm-hmm. So
and it's good stuff. We had, I forget what we had last night, but we ate some Trader Joe's stuff.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
Prosciutto and melon.
Ooh.
Have you had this before?
Well, that's a big Italian thing. Prosciutto and melon.
I know that prosciutto was Italian. So Steve, you know, going to Italy.
Yeah, you eat it with melon.
He's like, it's everywhere. And I'm like, what is this crap?
It's so good though, isn't it?
I was scared. Yes, I took a bite and I'm like, dang.
We have it in our fridge almost at all times.
Prosciutto and melon?
Just prosciutto.
What do you do with it outside of putting it on melon?
We just roll it up and eat it sometimes.
Mm. It was really good.
So, like, sometimes we will just...
I
thought of
you. I was like, that's an Ashley meat.
Sometimes we will just get Italian meat and, well, we almost always have Italian meat in our fridge. And we'll get fresh mozzarella and, like, a nice, fat, juicy tomato and just have tomato mozzarella and, like, those Italian meats for, like, on a snack, like, on the weekends, usually instead of doing lunch, which is really bad for us, but life goes on.
Right. Yeah. So that was my weekend, Trader Joe's and Josh Grayson.
My weekends have consisted of, well, I had food poisoning, so I was sick.
You've been sick a lot.
I know, but now I'm 100, I am good. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yes. And we've been taking sugar to obedience class.
Right. How's that? It's week two, right?
It is week two.
How's the clicker going?
It is a long journey. Let me just tell you that.
How many weeks is it?
Ours is 8 because they had an adoption event this past Sunday, so things got kind of shifted in the schedule. So ours is 8, but typically it's, sorry, ours is 7, typically it's 6. And we have like homework. Like we got like a binder, or I actually have, I'll have to show you after the show. We got like a folder and it's like, this is what you need to do for homework week one. This is what we're going over. There's like handout. It's like a lot.
Obedience school for doggies.
Yeah.
I bet that's a lot.
Let me just tell you, it takes a lot of patience. It's a lot easier, I didn't know this, to just be like, forget it. I'm good. Let them be a horrible dog.
Wow. Let them pee all over everything.
Well, and that's not our issue with ours. It's just the barking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the hard thing, because it doesn't happen all the time. So the patience to deal with it when it does happen is very, very challenging.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks. I'll let you know how it is after week 7.
So there hasn't been a lot of entertainment news that I care about.
No.
Miranda has a new song out, but you don't like it.
I was.
Eric Church has a new CD out, but I'm sure you won't like it. Emily Blunt, adorable. I love her. She had a baby.
She did.
With John Krasinski.
Yep. They're adorable together.
He was on The Office?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't watched that show, so I had to pull that one out of the air. Orange is the New Black, which I became obsessed with. I think it was in the spring.
And I have to catch up, I know.
It finally announced that they're having a second season. I was a little concerned. They announced that season 2 will begin June 6th.
Yep, so I've got a little while to catch up on it. But where can I?
Netflix.
It's a Netflix
original. It's $8 a month, sister.
I know, but for one TV show?
No. You can, like, I watched movies on it all weekend because I chose not to work. Yeah, totally caught up on movies and stuff.
All right, I might have to look into it. We do have a smart TV, so that could benefit us.
I bet
us.
You could, like, do a trial. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing. Simon Cowell's baby mama had the baby.
Yep.
So another baby.
Babies.
Justin Bieber is cray cray.
He is.
And Miley Cyrus's tour is getting bad reviews. It's raunchy. I guess she comes out when she comes out at the very beginning out of her own face, plastered up on this big screen. A tongue rolls out, and she slides down it.
Are we surprised?
And she is wearing a pot leaf leotard at one point.
I've seen some of the outfits, and those leotards leave very little to the imagination.
Right, but she has a body of a boy. Not that I have any room to speak. But it's not like she's like,
and with her haircut,
like, like Beyonce'd out or right. Miranda. Two beautiful women. But yeah, what else?
Let's see. But I think
Billy Ray. Have you seen the new remix of Achy Breaky Heart?
No.
It's horrible. Avoid it at all costs.
I will.
It's a rap version. There's twerking involved.
Clearly his daughter's rubbing off on him.
Yes. Oh, so sad. So sad.
I think that that's why Miley's getting some of the reps she's getting, because she doesn't have a body.
Why?
Well, because Beyonce was allowed to wear a thong on...
No, people complained.
The ground. Good. They should. So because her excuse my French... I'm just going to... Because her booty is so large, it can't fit in panties.
Booty isn't French.
I know. I was going to go the other route, and then I decided I'd be a good girl.
Good job.
Good job. It's so big, it can't fit in panties, that she gets a pass? No. Nobody should be able to dress like that on family award shows.
True.
Speaking and she has a kid.
Shows, speaking of award shows, I am super duper excited.
For?
Okay, so I booked my trip to Vegas while Steve was performing during ACM weekend.
Nice.
And Steve's like... he's like, oh, Brad asked us if we wanted tickets to George Strait's concert. And I'm like, I'm okay. I was like, but if he is offering to get tickets to things at the MGM Grand, see if he can get me an ACM ticket while you're working and everything. I can go to the award show. It happened.
That's awesome.
I have a ticket.
That is so cool.
Live, and I can tell you all about it. I'm so excited.
Very exciting.
I just found out on Saturday.
Can you steal Zac Brown for me?
I'll see.
Pack them in your luggage.
I will try.
I am so still in love.
Yeah. I don't know how great the seats will be, but I'm going to be there.
That's really cool. Very exciting. And when is that happening?
April. The first weekend in April. April 6th.
Okay. So that's Sunday. That's Joy's birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. There's no way we're watching ACMs that weekend.
It's a Sunday. You have to work the next day.
He gets a birthday weekend. If I get a birthday month, he gets a birthday weekend.
Oh, well, you're a good girlfriend, I guess.
Thanks.
Yeah. So speaking of television, and I don't know how to transition into this, we missed Valentine's Day because
we did.
Of me being super wussy. I canceled last week's show for us. I don't know if anyone noticed.
Well, I was dying. Anyway,
you were dying. You were sick. So, and I had work meetings kind of worked all out. Week. And Steve and I did our Valentine's Day on that Sunday. So it did all work out, but I did feel bad. But we missed Valentine's Day. Did you have a good one? You didn't really talk about Valentine's Day.
Joey and I aren't big Valentine's Day
celebrators. You're the fourth couple that said that. That's inexcusable.
Well,
I get that it's a commercial holiday made up by Hallmark. It's a day to stop and celebrate your love. You don't have to go out and spend a bunch of money.
No, and that's what I'm saying. So we do something. So I get flowers every year for Valentine's Day. Okay. We get cards, and I got him a little gift. But we don't go, like, over the top. And then I cooked dinner for us.
What'd you cook?
I cooked mussels and crab legs.
Yummy.
I know. I was very excited.
I took Steve to Beatrice and Woodsley's.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Broadway here in Denver. It was awesome. They had, like, aspen trees that had been transplanted, transplanted in throughout the restaurant. It was freaking awesome.
Joey and I decided instead of going out to dinner and dealing with the craziness, we are doing two dinners during restaurant week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. We booked them.
See, Steve's out of town during that.
Oh.
Yeah. We
should have done a girls' night.
I agree with that statement. I like food. No, I need to. Now with Las Vegas, I'm like, I really need to focus on the whole losing of weight and the not gaining of weight anymore.
Yeah, I've been saying that.
Oh, stop it. All right. So we have the top 10 television couples.
We do.
And this is like of all time because some of these are a little bit older.
Ooh, I kind of like that though.
Yes.
I hope my fave is on the list.
We'll see. And then if it's not, we'll add it to the list.
It'll be mine.
All right. So at number 10, Claire and Cliff Huxtable from The Cosby Show. Did you ever watch The Cosby Show?
I didn't. Like, I have seen randoms, but not, like, consistently.
There you go.
But I do love Bill Cosby.
I do. Yes, he's funny.
I'm glad that I got number 9. Because number 9 is Kevin and Winnie from The Wonder Years. And I love that show.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I love that show.
Number 8, Seth and Summer from The O.C.
I wasn't an O.C. fan.
I never watched that.
No. I was a One Tree Hill fan instead.
There you go.
Number
7?
Is not loading.
Well.
So I'm going to let you.
Number 7 is Angel and Buffy from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I didn't watch that show either. Did you?
No.
Okay.
No. Number 6?
Number 6 is Lucy and Ricky.
I thought it was so sweet that they were a couple in real life until I found out they got divorced.
I still love them, though.
Sometimes
I feel like that's Joey and I.
This next one is not my favorite.
Oh, it is so my favorite.
No. It's Pacey and Joey from Dawson's Creek.
I love it.
I liked Dawson and Joey.
Oh, Dawson was such a wimp.
He has a new show coming out.
I know.
Out.
I still don't like him.
All right. Number 4.
Number 4 is Sam and Diane.
From Cheers.
I was going to say, and I don't know what show they're from.
Do you watch Kirstie? It's Kirstie Alley's new show on TV Land. The little barmaid lady from Cheers is on the show with her, and they just had one of the old bar regulars on the show.
Oh.
I'm not good with names, obviously, but it was fun. Number 3, Homer and Marge.
I was never a Simpsons fan.
How? My parents probably had cable as a kid. I didn't. It was on Fox.
My parents didn't let me watch it. They felt like it was not good for me.
Oh. Well, yeah, I couldn't watch it until I moved out of the house.
Yeah. And then by that time, there were so many other shows preoccupying my time. So number 2 is Jim and Pam from The Office. And I love them because she says one of my favorite things. She's like, one of her quotes, which is so perfect for Valentine's Day, is like, 30 years from now, when my kids reach over and say, or look over and say, who is your first love? I won't have to open up a book. I'll be able to point across the room. And I was like, oh, it's like Joey and I.
That is really sweet.
I thought it was really adorable. Loved them. Yeah, I like them.
All right, number 1, Ross and Rachel.
I do love them. I do. That was a very roller coaster show for me that I kind of
no.
Like it took a toll emotionally on me. Finally I was like, please just end up together. Can't deal with it anymore.
The whole Chandler Rachel or Chandler Monica thing, like I never really accepted that.
I liked that after a while, but that was one that was really hard to accept. But I'm really, really disappointed that they are missing.
Who are they missing?
Chuck and Blair.
I knew
Hello?
You were gonna say that. That's hilarious. Yes.
Goodness, they are by far my favorite couple.
But that's off the CW. It's not off of like primetime television.
That's true.
You got to think all of these are really on like the
primetime.
4 major networks. Fox, yeah. CBS, NBC, ABC.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah. But I think
these are
changing.
I was trying to think
if there
was anybody I was missing from the big TV shows.
I like Jessica and Nick from the Lachey reality show.
Oh,
they were
clearly that didn't work
funny.
Out.
Yeah, I know. So we just talked about, you know, getting in shape and losing weight. And so it's
easier
been 2 months
done.
Since I stopped smoking and keep gaining weight because I can't stop feeding my mouth. And so you sent this article and I thought it was very cute. I think we should pull the top 10 from the list.
Gym rat problems.
Gym rat problems. Hashtag gym rat
and
problems.
And the reason I sent this to you was because Joey and I were getting ready to join the gym. And the first one on the list, we were like, absolutely not. So the first one on the list is the worst month of your life is January. And it shows a picture of all these people. Like, who are you guys? And we said we weren't going to spend our money because every time we drive by that gym, we try it like all different hours of the day, all different days.
Mm-hmm.
It's always packed. And I'm like, why would we bother?
Right. It is. This time of the year, it sucks. The good thing about my gym is it's at my work.
I know. I miss that.
And nobody has bothered me. But I go way early in the morning.
Yeah.
Nobody else is awake. The one I like is you can justify dropping $88 on a new workout leggings, but never on anything else.
That's so true because right after Christmas, I bought all new workout gear because I was like, well, now I need long pants to work out in because, you know, I used to work out in shorts because it was indoors. And I'm like, well, I'm going to be outside so I can justify spending this. I bought running jackets and then I was sick forever.
But you're back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
So this one's really funny and this hit home for me. You become filled with anxiety about getting your go-to spot in class. So I used to do spin class with my one friend and I always used to be like, we have to get there in time so that we can get our spot in the back corner because I don't want to be up front. I was like, I used to get really anxious about it and like making sure we got like the good bike. It was so that
I could see that about you. If I tweet or Facebook I'm at the gym, people are going to think I'm fit, right? I don't do that every time. I think I do it the most when I feel like I need motivation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, because no one is at my gym, I'm not showing, I'm not, like, there's nothing motivating me. Like, when you used to work out with me, like, it right. would kind of motivate me to push myself a little bit harder because I didn't want Ashley thinking I'm a wuss, right? But with no one there, it's kind of like, I don't feel it today. I just want to lay on the mat.
I know. I hear
you. So I'll, like, tweet or Facebook to, like, make myself, well, hundreds of people think I'm working out. I need to show them results. Does that make sense?
It does.
I don't know.
All right. So I like this one on the list because this is so us. Number 7 is I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. Because that is all I think about when I'm, like, I know this sounds horrible, but, like, I've been running the track because it's been gorgeous outside, and since I'm not paying for a gym membership, and I bought all those stupid leggings and running jackets, so I run it, and, like, I'm like, okay, one more lap, Ashley, and you can eat one of those Babybel cheese wheels, like, or something stupid.
Oh, my god!
Like, I am literally the epitome of I work out to eat.
I do, too. But something's happening recently that really is bothering me, and I can't figure out why I can't lose weight.
Everybody goes through those phases, I think.
All right, if I do 100 more crunches, I'll have a six-pack. I have done that. Like, I'm up to 400 crunches a day holding a 10-pound weight. I got nothing pack-wise happening in my stomach area. And it's on a stability ball, so you think it'd be harder. And I don't. What do you think? Thoughts?
I don't know on that one. But I do the same thing. I'm like, all right, just keep going. Keep going.
Just keep. Yeah, another song. That's how I do it. Yep. I listen. Another song. I can look like Katy Perry.
For me, it's the, it's okay, one more lap. You made it this many. You can do one more.
Right.
But I, this is totally me. It's number 13. It's I effing hate this treadmill, and I hate the girl running next to me in a sports bra even effing more. And so I have become really, really competitive running this track by me. And I run it in the middle of the day, so I didn't think there'd be a lot of people, but there are. And I do not like to let anybody lap me. So I have become an insane monster. Like, I will put myself through death to not let someone lap me on. And, like, I will be running, and I'll be like, all right, how far behind me are they? And are they catching up? And, like, it's a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I've become insane.
How many laps are you running these days?
9.
Holy cow. On the inner or the outer?
The outer. So I take all the outskirts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How far is that?
It works out to right under 4 miles.
Very nice.
But I'm doing it really fast because I don't want someone to let me.
How do you breathe?
I just stopped. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. It kills me.
I'm worried about,
like,
you.
Like, I get home and I'm like, like, and I'm always like, damn that person. Like, whoever it was that was, and like, sometimes it'll be great because, like, I'll be on, like, lap 6 or something and they'll leave and I'm like, oh, I could slow the pace down now. I won.
You're crazy.
I know. It's seriously a problem.
Okay, I like this one. Why is that girl on the elliptical for 3 hours? Why is that girl running 9 laps at a very high rate of speed? When I used to go to a public gym, I hated it. Like, if I would be there and a girl would come up and get on after me, I couldn't get off till she got off.
Yeah.
Because then I'd feel like I was a wimp.
And that's how it started for me, because I would be like, I started only running like 5 or 6 miles and then laps. And then I was like, well, that person was here before me and they're still going. I need to keep going. Like, right. I can't quit.
Right. All right. Your next favorite one.
My next favorite one is I will not leave until I feel myself stop jiggling.
That never happens.
I know.
It never happens. I think my jiggle's getting worse.
One of my pictures that I look at for, like, inspiration is run till you don't jiggle anymore, which is so hard, let me tell you.
You would be so proud of me. I have been doing HIIT workouts on the treadmill. I've been running. We talked several weeks ago about how I hate running.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, they're only for 20 minutes, but it's a start.
Yeah,
and then today I did 20 minutes in addition to that on the elliptical.
Good for you.
I'm still feeling fat. Make it stop, Ashley. Make it stop.
I'm right there with you, so don't.
This is my main motivation. I'm going to be naked later. That's what motivates me.
I like
if
that.
I could feel like no one would ever walk in the gym, I might work out naked just so I could, like, see how everything's toning up.
That's why I used to work out in shorts. I could see my thighs jiggle, and so it was more motivation.
Super motivating.
My motivation is, do I really want to be the one wearing a cover-up all summer or whenever when I go on vacation? So I have to keep, I have to keep, like, goals keep going. So it's an excuse for me to go on vacation. So I keep working out.
All right. Let's see. And my last one is, I'm about to poke my eyes out. I think that I'm going to hurt myself in the gym. Like, there's no one else in there. I've said that. I'm afraid I'm going to fall on the treadmill. Because I don't wear the clippy thing, because I feel like I'm going to prematurely turn it off on accident.
I never used to wear the clippy thing either.
So what happens if I fall on my face?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know.
Have you thought of this?
I haven't.
What if someone, like, kidnaps you while you're running the track?
You know, I haven't thought of that. But I tend to...
I'm so sorry.
I tend to text Joey after, because I like to brag to somebody about my success, so... I'm usually like, yes, I just killed so many laps and whatever. So
what does he respond with?
He'll usually respond with, that's awesome, or good job, or you're doing great, or something. Yeah.
He's pretty good at it. I used to text Steve and it'd be the same thing. Yeah, good job. And I'm like, I don't feel it. I don't feel you're really proud of me.
Oh no, Joe usually will send me the emoji with the arm muscle. But the only reason I don't like texting him is because then if I don't text him, he'll be like, did you not work out for the day? And I'm like, no. And he'll be like, why not? And I'm just like, because I didn't feel like it. I don't have to explain myself to you or that person on the track running 9 laps.
Wow.
Oh. I'm too competitive for running. I really am.
It's good. It's good. So I'm so glad you came back today.
Me too.
You'll be back next week.
I will. Yeah, I don't have anything going on. I had to think about what
like next you have Monday something was. Going on.
Ever. No.
Don't get sick.
No, but I was thinking about this, that like the vacations that I'm taking.
When are they?
May and June.
I haven't approved them.
Won't have to be here that Monday.
Yeah. That's fine. We'll work it out. We'll pre-record. I don't like the phone thing. I don't like it.
I know you don't.
I don't I get to tell. See your face.
The one thing I learned is it's hard. I didn't realize how often we cue each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we were talking. Yeah.
And, like, the intro sounds like crap because of the delay in the phone. I'm like, oh, we can't. Maybe I should probably take one of our good ones just in case, since you're not moving to Florida, right?
No, anytime soon.
Yay. Sorry, selfish. Selfish cheer. I'm Ashley's not moving to Florida. But I know it is quite the haul for you. So if you need me to buy you water or
but my gas truck doesn't really go out ever anymore.
Right. So you probably need to make sure it's still working every like once a week.
Yeah. Joey's taken to driving it now.
Oh, no.
Which I don't mind.
What about those miles? It's a lease.
I'm actually like 5,000 under.
Oh, good.
So
good.
Yeah.
All right. So we will definitely be back next week. No one's going to get sick. Will. And no one's going to call in sick. No. You can't call in sick to the podcast.
No, we can't.
No.
All right. We'll be back.
All right. We'll be back next week. Happy Monday. Have a great week.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.